In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Many of you are familiar with the names of C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. I don't know if you're as familiar with another name, Dorothy Sayers. She, too, belonged to that circle of literary conversationalists known as the Inklings. C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, and Dorothy Sayers. Whereas Tolkien wrote fantasy books, Lord of the Rings, and C.S. Lewis wrote novels and apologetics, Dorothy Sayers wrote mysteries and detective stories between World War I and World War II. She also wrote books reflecting on her Christian faith. In two of them, The Whimsical Christian and The Mind of God, she reflects on two types of minds, or suggests that there are two types of minds in the world. There is the problem-solving mind, and there is the creative mind. The problem-solving mind looks at the world and sees problems to be solved, much like detectives trying to solve a mystery, or those on CSI or NCIS trying to identify the perpetrator of a crime, or someone trying to solve the problem of a crossword puzzle or an algebra equation. The creative mind sees the world as the stuff out of which to make something new. It may be stuff that is bad or tragic, out of which you make something new and good. It may be taking stuff that is already good, flour, buttermilk, eggs, I think. Oh, and blueberries, to make blueberry pancakes. Well, when I think about it, our God is one who has a creative mind. After all, that's what defines him. He is a creator. He creates because he wants to create. He's a creator and recreator, always making something new. So even when he sends Jesus into the world for our sin, keep in mind, our sin was not God's problem, it was our problem. And yet God sent him, Jesus, into the world, and out of Jesus' death and resurrection, created something new, a new life, an eternal life, new bodies, immortal bodies, a new heaven and a new earth. And the same thing, I think, applies in this text that we have before us. I can't help but imagine that those early Christians, those early Jesus confessors, were somewhat distraught, perhaps stressed, perhaps dismayed, at the persecutions that took place under the hand or the direction of a guy named Saul. Persecutions that threatened the growth of the Christian confession. And yet, what does God do? I would say something that's pretty creative. He takes this, as Paul describes himself, blasphemer, persecutor, an insolent opponent, and makes him an apostle. Saul becomes Paul. And not only does he do that, but he then makes Paul an example, as Paul himself notes, of the patience that God has for each of us and for our failings, for our growth, and the like. Now, I bring this up partly because in our day and age, it may be somewhat discouraging, maybe somewhat distressful, to see the state of Christianity within the West, with perhaps declining numbers of those who attend church or those who confess Christ. But then again, it seems to me that's exactly the time when perhaps God decides to make something new. He decides to create in unexpected ways. The same thing applies into our lives. We may find ourselves frustrated, we may find ourselves somewhat discouraged by what lies before us, or we might find things going quite well for us. In either case, know this: in Christ, God is always making new things, making us new, and making new things out of our lives. After all, He is the Creator. So in this regard, rather than being discouraged, we can live in a certain anticipation. What's God going to do next? What's God going to do now? Because His track record shows something new is on the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.